Now, with this sort of background, it's quite evident, it's quite obvious, that from a worldly point of view, there wasn't very much that the future Buddha really was in want of. He had social position, he had health, he had youth, he had a happy, a contented family life, he was educated, he was cultured. So from a worldly point of view, he seems to have, one might say, everything. But in spite of that, despite everything that he had, from a very early period, it seems as though he was dissatisfied. It seems that he developed the habit of spending long periods by himself in seclusion and just trying to think. He wondered sometimes, well, here I am. But what's the meaning of it? Why is one born into this world at all? After death, what happens? What's the meaning of life? What's the purpose of life? These sort of questions started troubling him, even started disturbing, even started tormenting him. And some of the early scriptures put it in a very vivid sort of pictorial form, in the form of what some people regard as a legend, but which may, for all of that, have actually taken place. We are told that on one occasion, the future Buddha decided to go out from his palace on an excursion. So he called his charioteer, and the horses were harnessed to the chariot. The charioteer whipped up the horses and off they went. So as they were spinning along, the future Buddha looked at the roadside, and there he saw tottering along a very old man. Now, I don't know whether any of you have ever been to the East, but in the East, especially in India, an old man often looks very old indeed. Sometimes he may not be more than 50 or 60, but he looks almost 100. So the Buddha saw an old man of this sort, very thin, bony, bent, tottering along with a staff, just able to support himself with white hair. So he's very much struck by this. Because, according to this legend, the Buddha's father had secluded him from all unpleasant sights, wanted that he should only see beautiful things, youthful people, and so on, and had carefully kept away all the old people. So the Buddha had never seen, we are told, an old man before. So he asked the charioteer, "What is this?" So the charioteer thought, well, now the moment has come. And he said, well, this is an old man. So the Buddha said to him, well, how did he become like this? So the charioteer said, well, it's natural, I'm afraid. Everybody becomes like this. Then the Buddha asked, well, shall I become like this? And the charioteer said, yes, even you, though now you are young, strong, healthy, even you, one day, will become like this, bowed down with old age. So this utterance made the future Buddha very, very thoughtful. And he started thinking, well, if youth ends in this, in old age, in this state of emaciation and suffering and weakness, what is the use of it? What is the value of it? So very slowly and thoughtfully he turned back to the palace. And this is what he called the first sight. On a subsequent occasion, he went out and he saw another sight. This time he saw a sick man lying at the side of the road with an attack of fever or something of that sort, tossing this side and that, with no one to care for him. And he asked the charioteer, what is this? The charioteer said, it's a sick man. And again the Buddha asked, well, am I likely to suffer in this way? The charioteer said, yes, sickness is something which comes. We can't prevent it. It might come at any time. At any moment, you or I or anybody else may be struck down with sickness. We have to suffer. This also made the Buddha very thoughtful, and again he went back to his palace, thinking it all over. Then on the third occasion, when he went forth, he saw, being carried along on a sort of bier by the mourners, a corpse. Now in India, people don't put a corpse into a coffin. They just put a white sheet over it, and with the face exposed, they carried on an open bier through the streets, and everybody can see. So the Buddha saw in this way. So he said to the charioteer, what is this? Why are they carrying that man? Why is he so stiff? Why is he so quiet? What's happened? So the charioteer said, he is dead. And again the Buddha asked, well, shall I come to this state? Must I also die? And the charioteer said, yes. You must die, I must die, your father must die. Everybody who is born must one day die. Life ends in death. This is an inexorable law. No one can avoid it, no one can escape it. Death is king of all. So this made the Buddha more thoughtful than ever. And he went back to the palace, plunged deep in thought. But there was a fourth occasion, we are told, when the Buddha went forth. And this time, he didn't see an old man, or a sick man, or a corpse. He saw a living man walking along in a yellow robe, a saffron-coloured robe. Now in India, a saffron-coloured robe is worn by those who give up domestic ties, give up social obligations, and who wander about devoting themselves to the search for truth, trying to understand life. And they're supported on the arms of the people. People just call them, give them food, invite them to their houses, look after them. This is considered very meritorious, and this is the system even now in India. Such people are called sadhus, which simply means good people. So on the fourth excursion, the Buddha saw one of these people, one of these sadhus, just walking along in a saffron-coloured robe with a begging bowl, shaven head. But he looked quite different from any of the other people the Buddha had ever seen. He was calm, quiet, contented, peaceful, serene. So the Buddha started thinking to himself, well, what is this? And he asked the charioteer. And the charioteer said, he is one who has given up all worldly ties. He has no wife, no family, no domestic responsibilities, social or political obligations. He's solely concerned with the truth. So this also made the Buddha very thoughtful. And again he went back to his palace.